This episode is brought to you by ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Whether you're buying or selling a home, get matched with up to three top selling agents in your area. ChoiceRealtyConnect.com. Hey, rock stars. From Rockland USA Studios in Washington, D.C., this is Rock on the Money. Time to talk about your saving, investing, and protecting all those hard-earned monies. We're here to coach you along your path to retirement and financial independence. I'm Craig, your Dave Ramsey Master Financial Coach, along with Amanda, a corporate in-house lawyer and real estate agent. We're so grateful you've joined us. Call us with your questions and comments, 989-AAA-ROCK, 989-888-7625. Check us out on Facebook at Rock on the Money or our website at rockonthemoney.com. Hello, Amanda.
Hey, Craig.
What's up?
Has anything else fallen apart since we last spoke?
No, everything's great. It's a beautiful week here. No rain all week. So far, everything's good. Please don't jinx me.
Roscoe's on the mend. We're each day he's getting a little better.
Aw. I think we both need to rebuild our emergency funds now.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to need a side gig just for the Roscoe Fund.
the Roscoe Fund. We got a packed show on. We got a lot of topics. A lot of them are quick. So what we got coming up?
So we've got a couple of quickie topics. One on credit reports, weekly credit reports that are free. Yes. We're going to talk about COVID-19 trace testing scam. Ooh. We've got a couple of social media questions. I think we've got three today. Is that right?
Yeah.
People have given up on calling us. Is that right?
Nobody calls. Yeah, I think that.
Sad.
We just need bigger prizes. I think that's. I'm working with some of the advertisers that we have ads that try and support this. It doesn't cover cost whatsoever, but I'm going to lure them to come up with a bigger prize.
Yeah.
That prize package and have them be the sponsor. So we'll see how that works.
Okay. The main topic is finding a new pet during COVID-19.
Yes.
And then we'll wrap it up with Savvy Savings, which we're going to talk about small changes for you. Big wins for the earth in your pocketbook.
Really? I'm curious. I'm intrigued. I'll have to find out more. So really quick, I have two quick topics I want to go over with everybody. We're doing this first before the questions because they're really important. And these just came out. Okay. Number one, credit reports. You can always get your credit report annually for free. That's always been around. However, because of the COVID-19 coronavirus situation, and there's a lot of scams going on, and there's a lot of things happening right now.
Yeah.
So all three credit report bureaus, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion, they're all in on this. You can now get a free report every month, or you need to watch out for it.
Now, is this every month or every week?
Oh, I'm sorry. It is every week.
Every week.
This is every week. Isn't that crazy? Every week you can get a free credit report from Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. They're all in on this. So to get your free weekly credit reports, this is how serious this is, Amanda, because there's a lot of stuff going on and you really got to check your credit reports. There's a lot of scams and certain things that you may have done that are now going to appear on there. So we'll talk about that in a second. So to get your free credit reports, go over to annualcreditreport.com, which is the same place you go to get your, annual credit report. That was always free, but now you can get weekly. And they're going to do this only for the next year. This is not like a permanent, I'm hoping
otherwise they'd have to change their website name.
It'll be weekly credit report. I wonder if that domain name's available. Anyway, so annualcreditreport.com, which is the legit place to go to get this. Here's what you need to know. We're going to make this brief. You need to check your reports regularly to ensure that they are correct, especially those new payment arrangements we've talked about in temporary forbearance.
Mm-hmm.
The recently passed CARES Act, generally, you like that lawyer word?
Yes, generally.
Generally requires the creditors to report these accounts as current. You want to make
sure. And you know what happened is a number of banks, I mean, this all happened so fast.
Oh, yeah.
The bank's automatic software couldn't keep up. And so a number of accounts got reported as late or delinquent that shouldn't have been. And, you know, now it's taking some effort for individuals to fix that. So definitely check your credit report. Make sure you don't fall into that category.
And guys, think about this. If before you could get an annual credit report, if they made it so you could check it weekly, there's a reason. Everybody needs to go check their credit report right now and see what's on there, especially during COVID-19. So if you find any mistakes on there, any errors or mistakes, you need to contact the credit reporting agencies directly to take care of it.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you have to contact each of them individually, all three of them.
There's no like blanket way of doing it. You have to go. If you just go to our website in the search bar and just put in the keyword credit report in the search, all the contacts will come up there so you can take care of that.
And our website is rockonthemoney.com.
Rockonthemoney.com. Thank you for saying that. Here's why you shouldn't just do a Google search. You got to be careful on what you're clicking on some of these links. They're taking you to
fake. There's a lot of scamming credit report websites out there.
I mean, if you type in, even if you misspell Experian, if you put in E-X-P-E-R-I-O-N instead of A-N, I don't know if that's what happens, but this is very typical. It will take you to a mirror site and you think you're on Experian and you're not. So you really got to be careful about the sites you go to. So that's for another show. So anyway, go everybody, just like when I said, freeze your credit, go get your weekly credit report and just make sure at least the current one is up to date at this point right now. Homework. Number two, this is really serious, Amanda. This is just one of many, but this one's hitting your phones right now. Apparently it's gotten so bad, the Federal Trade Commission has issued a warning. That's how bad it is.
Yeah.
And they don't normally do this, okay? Because of COVID-19, everybody knows what contact tracing testing is. That's when you go out and find out where if you've been exposed or, everybody needs to eventually get this done to find out where you're at. Did you have coronavirus? Have you been exposed? Whatever, okay? There's a text going around on your phones that scammers are pretending to be these contact tracing testers, and they're taking advantage of the process because they know how it works because it's been out there, and they're sending you a link. And I have a picture on our website if you go look at it. And here's what the text will say. It's very similar to this. Someone who came in contact with you tested positive or has shown symptoms for COVID-19 and recommends you self-isolate, get tested. More at, and then there's a link. It's a COVID link.
And they want you to click on the link.
Right. As with any email or anything, never click on links. We've been saying this, well, I know I've been saying this since the 90s. Don't click on links in emails or texts. Here's what's going to happen with this. If you click on that link, software will download to your phone and that will give them access to all your personal information and worse, all of your financial accounts.
Jeez.
So if you have your 401k software on there, 457, T. Rowe Price, your bank accounts, they will have all that information. And they're going to go in there in the middle of the night and you wake up the next morning. You won't even know if anything happened. This is very typical. This happens a lot. You'll go into your bank account at some point like, why am I overdraft on this charge? Why is my credit card not working? Trust me, it happens a lot. So the FTC issued this warning. You got to be really careful. Just make sure. Now, I have a Google phone, Amanda, a Pixel. Mm-hmm. It already has through AI with Google. I don't even get phone calls anymore. My phone will talk to the spammers, the phone call spammers. It's amazing. It's not the best phone out there in my opinion. I think iPhone's great, but as far as AI and smarts, nothing beats the Pixel phone and it protects me. I love it. But you need to have a way to block these messages. A lot of phones have that ability to block spam. You have to know how to turn on for your specific phone. It's going to be different for Samsung, Apple, or whatever.
Right.
A lot of the wireless providers, I know T-Mobile's been doing this a long time. They were the first. They filter out the spam phone calls and text at the source coming through their network.
Well, I know actually, they're working on passing laws to require the phone carriers to do just that.
Yeah, and it is easier to have them do it at their point before it comes out over the network. So some phone call blocking apps will also let you block unwanted text messages. I don't have a list for those. Maybe we can work on that. Maybe I'll research it.
Yeah, we, meaning you, can certainly work on that.
There you go. And with that, because I'm going to have to research that, I'm going to give you the first social media question.
Okay, go ahead.
My son is 14. Over the years, I have saved some of his birthday money. And now he has
about... Why isn't he saving the birthday
money? I don't know. Can't trust, you know, 14-year-olds. He'll be spending it on, you know, Fortnite or something, buying skins and stuff. He has $1,000 now in his savings account. That's awesome. Awesome. Any suggestions on a better place to put his money, or would you just leave it where it's at?
So it depends on where the savings account is.
Yes, depends.
$1,000. No matter where you put it, you're not going to earn a ton of interest on $1,000. So it's, I mean, you're talking between pennies and a few more pennies, right?
Right.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's perfectly fine in a savings account. Now, if the balance starts to increase, might be better off in a high yield savings account like Marcus by Goldman Sachs or Ally. Those are great sources there. It certainly wouldn't hurt to move it over there and see some actual interest going into the account. It's certainly more fun to see a couple dollars get added than a couple pennies. So
right.
That's where I would put it, is in an online bank.
Yep.
Like Mark. You know what? I really should figure out how I can get referrals from Marcus for all the times I recommend.
I know. Here's another question. How do I explain to someone in layman's terms why term life insurance is better than other options? Also, I barely understand why. So thanks in advance. Simple explanation, please.
Definitely going to be challenging to explain it if you don't understand it. Right.
Well, we do have a simple quote that we always say about term life insurance.
Okay.
Insurance is for insurance. Investing is for investments, right?
Yeah.
We don't use insurance as an investment, which is why we don't do or recommend whole life, permanent life, universal life, or what other.
So I'm going to try and break this down in layman's terms.
Simple explanation, please.
Simple. So generally there are two types of insurance, life insurance. One is called term and the other one goes by a number of different names. It could be whole or universal, or what are some of the other examples, Craig?
Permanent.
Permanent. Yeah. So it could go under any of those names, but it's generally the same. And for the sake of simplicity, we'll call it whole life.
Yeah.
So term life insurance is the only type of life insurance you should ever look into. Mm-hmm. It's called term life insurance because it's only valid for a certain defined term. So you might get a 20-year policy, for example, and that starts from the day you purchase the plan and then it ends 20 years from that date. Whole life insurance is like it sounds, is for your whole life. There are some problems with whole life insurance. One, for at least the first 3 years, and Craig, while I'm going through this explanation, maybe you can look up the episode where we dive into deeper on this. The first 3 years of your payments are, none of that's going into your actual plan. It's all going to pay for fees for the agent that set it up and commissions, and none of that is going towards the value of your plan. So if you get an agent telling you, you really need whole life insurance because there's a cash value associated with it, that's what they love to say, that you will be able to deduct or extract the cash value at any time you want. Well, you aren't going to have any cash value for a number of years. So it's really expensive and you'll be paying that premium.
Plus it costs 20 times more.
It costs 20 times more. Yeah.
So it's going to eat up your bank account and you're not going to get it back. No matter what they tell you, they have refined their sales pitch so much that even I would believe in buying it.
Yeah. And they'll tell you it's an investment and that, you know, you're investing in your future and you want to be covered until you die. You really don't need to be covered for your entire life. You really only need life insurance while you have people depending on you and your income to support them. So generally speaking, that ends once your kids and your dependents all move out of the house and are, you know, independent on their own. They're not relying on your income anymore. So if you passed away, they wouldn't be left, you know, stranded without your income. It would still be sad, but they wouldn't. They would still be able to survive. So life insurance is intended to take care of your beneficiaries and replace some of that income that they depend on for a certain period of time.
Don't use your life insurance as an investment.
It's not an investment. And so, and Craig, so you self-insure, right? Why don't you share what you mean by that?
Once you build up wealth to the point where nobody's dependent on your income, and your income can cover all of your costs, even long-term care insurance, which we've talked about as well, you don't have to have life insurance, because if you're debt-free, nobody's dependent on the income, and you can cover your future expenses with the wealth that you've built, life actually gets less expensive, which it never occurred to me growing up and, you know, as I was going through the process over the decades, that life would actually get less expensive because you don't owe anybody and people aren't dependent on you because you've built up the nest egg.
Yeah. And it's an amazing feeling to be at that. We have an article posted on our website called Three Reasons Cash Value Whole Life Insurance is a Bad Idea. And that was posted just a week ago. We have a short segment that was posted about a month ago called Three Ways Your Cash Value Whole Life Insurance is a Bad Idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what else? Let's see. Oh, whole life insurance. We talked about it in
episode 20.
Mm-hmm.
Along with Dave Ramsey's Baby Step 4.
Yeah.
There you go.
So hopefully that helps.
Yeah.
I hope I didn't confuse them.
Don't do it. And you're gonna have friends that heard the sales pitch and they're gonna be sold on. I liken whole life insurance sales pitches to a timeshare.
I was just thinking that a timeshare.
It's very similar because
when you're in the moment, right?
You go to a timeshare, you'll believe in that too. It's the same thing.
Their sales techniques are extremely sophisticated,
right?
And they are proven to work more times than not.
Science has refined some of these so much that even I would believe in it. Anyway. Here's the last social media question.
Okay.
I like this one. And this is actually good about this time of year because people are looking for side gigs, which we've talked about. So people are looking for a way to make money. And this, there's a lot of this. So here's the question. How do you guys feel about MLM businesses, which is multi-level marketing?
Yeah.
AKA sometimes pyramids. I have more time on my hands these days and would like a second stream of income, which is a good thing. Would love any feedback on the idea in general or specific companies you've had experience with. Thanks.
Okay. Well, you seem to have an opinion on this. So I'll let you go first.
It's not just me. The Federal Trade Commission has an opinion on this as well. And I have actually posted articles, I believe, about this. And because of this question, I'll post another article directly from the Federal Trade Commission about this. You need to do your research before you get involved in any. And even the FTC says not all these multi-level businesses are scams or pyramid schemes. Many are, but there are legit ones.
There are a number of really good, legitimate ones.
I can think, what are the common ones you've heard of? Loggenburger baskets. The ones they do at the house parties, huh?
Yeah, Tupperware is the timeless one, right?
Oh,
that one's been around for decades. And I thought it was gone, but I saw on Facebook that someone my age is having an online Tupperware party like this week. And I thought, I thought that those didn't happen anymore.
And why would I need, I can just go to Walmart and get Rubbermaid. I don't need, I mean, everybody makes plastic, you know, whatever. You know.
Yeah, so, I mean, Tupperware, there's jewelry ones, Sophia was one for a while. They went out of business.
Lingerie ones. There's
lingerie, adult bedroom toys and parties. Kay makeup. Yeah. Arbonne is a good one. I actually am an Arbonne customer. I love their products. Okay. I love Mary Kay products.
Hair care products. There's everything.
Anything you have a passion about,
right.
You can probably, is an at-home business. But
at the end of the day, you need to do your research and go to the FTC and look up these companies and find out more about them. Realize the biggest thing that I have with these, and I've read this over and over again, when you sell the stuff, the first people you go to, who are they? Your
family
and your friends. Okay, so once you run out of them and you've bugged them, you've posted all over your feed. Yeah. If you notice when you post this on Facebook, nobody likes your stuff because they've already been hit. It's like getting Girl Scout cookies all the time. It's like, ugh.
Well, who hates Girl Scout cookies, Craig? That's a terrible example. Yeah,
that's not
a good,
that's not fair. That's not fair. but once you get, once
you I don't care how many people ask me if I want to buy Girl Scout cookies. Keep them coming.
Yeah, you're right. Once you go through your friends and family, it's like, now who? And all your, and what you end up wanting to do is you need to find someone else so they can go bug their all their friends and family. Right. You end up pissing everybody off. Nobody wants to buy it, or sometimes they feel obligated to do it. Yeah. And you're not going to get very far. All those stories of people taking cruises and going to Hawaii because they sold stuff, that's not common. The people that were original people way down the line, they're the ones getting all that stuff. They're getting the pink Cadillacs, and you're probably more than likely not to get that. So,
well, I don't know about that, Craig. Some people are really skilled at it. You know, I personally know people who have been very successful with it. I think if you've got the personality for it, that you can take it really far, and it might be a great way for you to make a second source of income. I would say you, one, should be very passionate about the product. If you don't believe in it, people will see right through you, and they're not going to want to have anything to do with it either. So you have to be genuine and truly feel passionately about it. I would say that I wouldn't be willing to quit my job for it. It's going to take you time to build up your book of customers. So, you know, give yourself a year or so to make that transition. Or if you want to do it as a side gig forever, that's also a possibility. It's nice to have that extra surprise income come in, and you know, it might be something that you don't put in your budget as income, but it's just like icing on the cake. If it comes in, great. It's extra something that you can go into one of those snowballs or your emergency fund, all that there. So I know that I've tried a couple of them before, and I've never had any complaints. My mom did a number of them. My sister does. I've had friends who do them. And, you know, it's like you said, you have to do your research. So one, is the company going to require you to have a minimum purchase? And on what schedule? And if you don't have any customers making those purchases, are you going to want to make that purchase? I mean, if you're a big personal use, like with Mary Kay, and you know that you're going to need $200 worth of your own makeup every 2 months, then maybe it's worth it for just the personal use discount. Some of them that I don't like, Craig, what is it? That leggings company? Oh, LuLaRoe. Terrible. I they have a nice product, but
is it really called LuLaRoe?
LuLaRoe, yeah.
With Lulu in the name?
Yeah, I think so.
That is so wrong because it's so close to Lululemon, which is a great stock, by the way. I mean, it just seems like they're ripping off Lulu a little bit there.
Oh, it's anyway. LuLaRoe.
Oh, that would make more sense.
LuLa. I mean, it's still very similar.
I was going to say, because Lululemon would go after them, because Lululemon's amazing.
It's still super close. But, gotcha. You know, from my understanding, they make all of their representatives purchase inventory, and then they have to sell it with their own inventory. And I've seen horror stories of ladies who have full garages of inventory because they were buying that inventory to get like a prize or a bonus, and then it's just sitting in their garage, and there's thousands and thousands of dollars worth. And it was a fad for a while, really popular, and then it kind of went by the wayside. I mean, it's still somewhat popular, but not like it was. So you'll see them at almost every craft show and everything like that, but they have to buy their own inventory ahead of time. I would recommend you stick with a company that, you know, you just place an order and they ship direct to the customer, and you aren't stuck holding inventory, or at least not much of inventory.
Yeah, whatever you guys do, always research with the FTC. Make sure they're legit, number one. And for me personally, if you're going to put that much time and effort and sweat and blood and sweat and tears, whatever, into this thing, you would be much better off doing your own side gig, and you'd make a lot more money. Come up with your own product if you can. Like, you've come up with things about selling cookies on Etsy and all that. There's a lot of ways you can generate, and you could set up a shop on Shopify in minutes and come up with your own products. And then you're not giving the money to someone else. It's 100% coming back to you. So there's so many ways to do side gigs now that if I didn't have to rely on another company, that's relying on a pyramid or multi-level. Yeah,
and they could go out of business, you know, like that's what happened with Leo Sophia, the jewelry company. Yeah. They had this lifetime warranty on all their jewelry, and then suddenly they up and disappeared, and people were stuck holding the bag.
There's so many people on Etsy that make their own jewelry, and you can get all the parts yourself on the internet. Yeah. Just come up with your own style. Now you're keeping 100% of the profit. Yeah. I mean, that's just
I guess in
this day and age.
My take is, I'm not totally against them, but again, it has to be something that you really believe in and something that you should probably personally use as well. If you're not using it and you're not committed, then don't do it.
Yeah. All right. How about we take a break and then we're going to come back and do a quick topic about pets, buying a pet right now.
Okay.
Because right now is actually a good time to buy a pet.
Or adopt.
There you go. You got me on that one. Actually, okay. that's what we're going to talk about is actually adopting. And then we're getting to savvy savings. And what are you going to talk about?
Small changes for you, big wins for Earth and your wallet.
Whoa, that's a loaded topic. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come right back. Listening to Rock on the Money. Guys, here's the situation. Your car breaks down and you need a tow. Your first thought is to call your insurance company, but then you remembered, man, that took forever last time. That's where the iUtow roadside app comes in. It's like Uber, but for roadside assistance. It literally takes under 60 seconds to have your job assigned to a local provider, and you'll get their picture, their rating, and a quick arrival to assist you. It's a total game changer. So download the iUtow roadside app, spelled AIUTO, and it's for Apple and Android today.
Rockland, USA.
Welcome back to Rock on the Money, Craig and Amanda. What a great show. We got a lot of stuff going on this one. These shows are
getting more and more packed. 3-day weekend. I wish we had more of these. I mean, it doesn't seem so special because, we're home all the time now, but I still don't have to log into my computer, so that's nice.
Hopefully people are listening to the podcast on the Memorial Day.
Yeah.
I mean, the weather's great here,
It is here, too. It's a little warm.
Gorgeous. Very warm. In the DC area, yeah. Everybody's at the beach because we're open.
I got a pedicure last week. Wow. I had a massage this weekend. Things are open. I mean, it's weird because you have to wear a mask for everything and sit in your car until it's your turn. But
my hairstylist corrected my self-cutting.
Nice. I have not been able to get a haircut. My sister usually does mine, and she lives in Wisconsin. So I don't know when I'm going to get up there. So apparently I'm going to be looking like a hippie for some time yet.
Yeah, but you're a chick. You can do that.
Yeah, I just put it up in a ponytail.
There you go. I got one quick topic, and then we're going to get into savvy savings. I just wanted to touch on this. This came out from the FTC.
Man, you are really trolling the FTC site.
I'm a big consumer reports guy and a FTC. I like knowing what's going on out there because between bad products... Scams.
You're really onto the scams. What would we do without you?
I don't know. I just know how to protect myself. I'm trying to spread the word. I just don't, it's so easy now to scam people. It really is. It's really bad. Time to buy a pet, for the summertime. And right now people want to go out and take walks. It's good for you. Decreases your blood pressure, cholesterol levels.
Oh my gosh, I saw this funny meme, Craig. It was like a dog. Every member of the family, or maybe it was a commercial, but every member of the family was like, "Hey, Fido, you want to go for a walk?" And then it was like 10 minutes later, "Hey, Fido, you want to go for a walk?" And the poor dog was finally by the end of the day, like hiding under the table. Like, I've been on enough walks, people. Find another way, excuse to get out of the house.
Yeah, that was a meme I saw. Yeah, the dog was hiding, didn't want to go out anymore.
Like, enough.
Because there are a lot of people out that are depressed now because they've been sheltered. They haven't been around friends. They just, the stress is killing them. Nothing better than getting a dog, you know?
Yeah, everyone knows I love my dog, and Roscoe hates walks. So we force him on one walk a day usually, but he's getting a hiatus from the walks right now while he's recovering with the cone on his head. He's running into things walking around, so that would just be dangerous.
I have this whole article on the website, but I'm going to do the audio version here for everybody. Here are some notes that the FTC wants you to know, and I want to spread the word.
About
finding a new pet. They want to make sure that you're working with a reputable animal shelter or rescue league that's local to you.
Yeah.
Most of these legitimate shelters and rescue leagues, they post their adoption fees online, and they won't ask you to pay additional uninspected fees. Apparently, that's going on out there. Everything is on the up and up. Everything's posted. And you can always, as you know, the good old Humane Society of the United States, you can always contact them, and they'll let you know who the local shelters are that they trust. Always
this is really timely. My niece is trying to convince my sister that they need a pet. And she said, Amanda gets a pet. Why don't I get a pet?
There you go.
And so then now they're thinking about getting a dog. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Maybe. I don't know if you know this. My mom was a dog breeder, so I showed dogs at dog shows.
I did not know that. What kind of dogs?
Tibetan Terriers.
Oh, my goodness.
They're very, I don't know. I mean, they came from Tibet, but they're long. That's the name. But they had long. But I remember that I had to memorize all the breeds.
Yeah.
At the time, under the AKC, American Kennel Club. I remember going to these shows. I really wasn't a fan of it, but, you know, when your parents make you do it, and your mom, you know, the smell of dog hair, all that crap. Anyway, but I did learn a lot about breeds that now there are breeds I've never even heard of. There's just so many of them. They turn mutts into breeds, but whatever. And I'm getting to a point here that you need to do your homework when you're buying a pet. You need to understand the breeds of dogs and what you're buying into. like you have what? An English Bulldog.
An English Bulldog. And I'm part of an English Bulldog Facebook group. And it drives me bonkers whenever I see someone saying, where can I find a cheap English Bulldog? Like less than $1,000. Like you are not going to get one. Like you go away. there's so much money that goes into breeding them. That you're not going to find a quality one. They're going to have health issues. They're going to be from people that are like puppy mills. That should not be your goal.
And you do need to understand the breeds that you're buying, what you're getting into, because some breeds are known, like you said, to have certain issues. So you, like Dalmatians, they can be blind. Or is there something with English Bulldogs that...
Yeah, for sure. Like they're prone to hip dysplasia. They're prone to like knee issues. Roscoe's had both of his knees replaced. Apparently, these ulcers on their eyes can happen when they get older, like he is.
So these could be budget busters when you're not just buying a pet. You're buying into possibility things coming up down the line.
Oh, for sure. And you know, I'm against pet insurance because there's so many things that they exclude anyway that you think you're going to be covered, and then when it's time for them to pay the bill, plus the vet doesn't bill the insurance. You pay the bill and then you get reimbursed. But they write these policies so many things are excluded. And by breed, like even if I wanted insurance for Roscoe, because of his breed, they would have said anything that's like a hip dysplasia is excluded. So the things that are your risk are excluded.
Yeah.
So you have to just fill like a Roscoe fund and say, here's all my savings set aside for when these issues are going to happen. Not if, but when. And you know, it's not, I see a lot of people looking for pets right now because they're home and they think that they're going to have a companion, but it's not a, you know, COVID-19 pet. It's a lifetime pet.
Right. Like they're not going anywhere.
15 years, you know.
If you see advertising on Craigslist, Facebook, Marketplace, all these different places, if somebody's selling a purebred dog for free, or one deeply discounted, it's likely to be a scam. Okay, so be very, very careful.
When we were looking for Roscoe, I would see there were some bulldog puppies that were like $400 each when the going price is between $2,000 and $3,000.
Yeah.
And I was deal. And then, you know, I started doing the back channeling of who owns this website and found out that it's like somewhere in Colombia.
Yep.
You know, it's not, they're just sending you a scam. And they're like, no, you can't come visit it. We'll ship it to you. That's a red flag.
Yeah. That goes for cars or anything. You always want to get the detailed information. information about the seller, including the person, the company's name, if it is a company, the phone number, the postal address, where they located, and research it online. There's a great website. I brought this up many times, Amanda. Yeah. It's called google.com. You can type in stuff. Type in the name of the product or company and use the word scam right afterwards. Yeah. And trust me, it's amazing how many times things show up. And obviously, you can always contact the Humane Society, and they will find, they have a list of the reputable breeders. They're AKC certified or whatever, and they will know where the complaints are, stuff like that. They have that stuff for you. Okay.
And you should be able to go and visit them.
Absolutely.
If they are saying, no, you can't come and visit, or we don't accept outside visitors or anything like that. That's a huge red flag.
That's your red flag. Scam, stay away. You don't want to be
scam,
part of that.
Or it's a puppy mill. Like the conditions might be terrible.
Yeah. They don't want you reported to the county. So you want to search online for the animal's image. Scammers world.
Like a reverse image search.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if people know this. If you go to images.google.com, have you ever done this?
No.
If you're like dating somebody or you're trying to figure out like a Facebook account is fake, you can take a photo and drag it and drop it into images.google.com. It will find the existence of that same image anywhere on the internet.
That's awesome.
It's a great thing. So what they want you to do is if you were sent that image of the dog you're going to be going to see, put that in the image search on Google and you will find out if this photo has been reused over and over again, because scammers will do this all the time. So don't fall for that scam. And never, and this goes with anything online, Amanda, never pay with the gift cards, never wire money. If someone says go do Western Union at your grocery store, where don't ever do that. That is a scam. It happens all the time. It's a sure sign. Every FTC thing they've come out has always mentioned gift cards, and wiring money is the most common way of doing it on eBay as well. You cannot get that money back. It's almost impossible. You want to pay with a credit card, because then you have the protections of the credit card. That's where the best. Of course, after the last episode, you just told us we shouldn't be using credit cards. But the credit cards do give you that protection when you're buying.
And just pay it off right away.
Yep. That way, if there's a problem, you can always contact the issuer and they will handle it themselves. You transfer the claim over to them. So anyway, those are just some simple things. But actually, what we just talked about is pretty much goes with buying anything. Especially online.
And then if I could just, one last thing, if you can look to adopt, I volunteer with the Florida English Bulldog Rescue and there are purebred rescues out there. If you're looking for a particular type of dog, there are those types of rescues available. So, if you're turned away from, your local shelter because they don't have the purebred that you're looking for, look for those rescues. You can just Google like Bulldog Rescue and you'll find all the ones that are available across the United States. There are a lot of dogs that need homes, and then you're sure not to be supporting a puppy mill.
Yep. There are plenty of dogs to adopt out there. Plenty of them. So, all right.
And that's when you get a discounted fee, because their adoption fees are much lower.
Right. All right, Savvy Savings with Amanda.
Yeah, so I regularly contribute or donate to the World Wildlife Fund. Yeah, World Wildlife Fund.
The WWF?
Yes. Hmm. Yeah, that's one of my favorite charities. What are you going to say about that, Craig?
Oh, no. Whenever I see WWF, I just think of wrestling immediately.
I know.
I just find that.
Well, they can't call themselves WWF anymore wrestling because the World Wildlife Fund won that lawsuit. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why it got changed to WWE.
I don't follow wrestling.
Yeah,
and I'm not going to get that
WWE
debate with our listeners over professional wrestling.
Yeah. Anyway. So, I support. I thought you were going to say something about how the Consumer Report says it's not a good.
Nope. I'm not looking.
You're getting me.
No,
so it is
fine.
One of my favorite organizations to donate to. I'm a big animal lover. And every month when they send me my receipt for my donation, there's a little flyer in there. And this month was small changes for you, big wins for the earth. And then I added, and your wallet, because a number of these tips here that they shared are things that we've already covered as savvy savings. But it's good to also look at them through the lens of being environmentally friendly as well.
Love it. I love it.
So the first one is to clean naturally. You can make effective, non-toxic cleaning products using baking soda, vinegar, lemon, and soap as ingredients.
I actually do make some of my own. Yeah, I've talked about it on here. Especially cleaning the shower, I use vinegar and the Dawn dishwashing.
Yeah, and we're currently using hydrogen peroxide, some Dawn, and witch hazel to clean up some of the things that are oozing out of Roscoe around the house.
Oozing. That's nasty.
Leaking. Yeah. Second, turn it off. Running your faucet for 5 minutes, and I didn't know this one, Craig, running your faucet for 5 minutes uses as much energy as a 60-watt light bulb in 14 hours. What? So shut it down when you brush your teeth. Yeah. This is not me making this up. This came from the WWF and their flyer.
Who runs their faucet for 5 minutes?
Well, if you're brushing your teeth, or maybe you're taking turns, you and your spouse or your kids are taking turns.
Holy crap.
Yeah. But still, even 2 minutes, if you do the math, that's like a 60-watt bulb for, I don't know.
I guess there's a reason why we have money. We don't run our faucet for 5 minutes.
We don't, yeah. Mm. So next, get efficient. Refrigerators and freezer units account for 1/6 of a home's energy use. I did not know that either.
What's the other half, my new AC unit?
Probably. Make sure you go back and listen to that episode, Craig, where we talk about how to maintain your unit so they last longer.
Oh, no. I get free checkups for a year.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
So make sure you're selecting energy efficient models when buying replacements. You know, everyone likes to retire that old refrigerator to the garage, right? To make it the beer fridge. Yeah. But they are a huge energy suck, those older models.
And I did do that with a new heat pump. I got the most efficient one.
Yeah.
That works in phases, so it barely does anything. Hmm. So I'm going to keep an eye on the electric bill. I'm going to compare, see how it, what happens. So anyway.
Now, is this your downstairs zone or your upstairs zone?
The downstairs is not a heat pump. It's a regular AC. Oh, okay. So it, but the upstairs is a heat pump, and that's one that works more. It's all electric. So
yeah,
that,
but you weren't really using it much anyway because no one lives up there.
Well, remember the smart thermostats, which I love, turns everything off. So actually, temperature in the summer upstairs can get it like 85 degrees.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Heat rises.
Because nobody's there. So why run air conditioning in a room that's empty?
Yeah.
So it doesn't turn on till about 7 or 8 o'clock. And that way it's ready when I go to bed.
There you go. All right, next, switch to e-bills. So in the U.S., paper bills alone generate almost 2 tons of CO2 emissions. Mm. And many companies also offer discounts for going paperless. So you can be environmentally friendly and get a discount.
Yep.
Shower up. A full bathtub uses about 70 gallons of water, but a 5-minute shower takes only 10 to 25 gallons. And before you say anything, Craig, I know you're going to say 5 minutes is not long enough. Even so, if you even went twice that to 10 minutes, it would only be 20 to 50 gallons, not the 70 gallons.
No, I think I'm about 5 minutes. I actually turn my shower off while I'm lathering up.
Wow, you are energy efficient.
Well, no. Well, the water messes up the bubbles, so I don't want it to mess it up. As I'm trying to take care of this sculpture of a man. Quit laughing. All right,
buy local and fresh. In yes? North America, fruits and vegetables travel an average of 1,500 miles before reaching your plate.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. So think about all of the carbon emissions, the gas, you know, all of those things that go into the packaging that's needed for that type of travel. Mm-hmm. So instead, check out your local farmers market. You'll get great deals and support small businesses, as well as being more environmentally conscious. Mm. All right. Pull the plug. Many idle electronics use energy even when they're switched off. So unplug devices when you're not using them. Now, I know it's not practical for things like, you know, your television. I saw this one Extreme Cheapskates episode. They have that on TLC every now and then. Yeah. Where this guy unplugs his stove every time he leaves the house. How like he unplugs hell? Everything, but including the stove.
You know how big that plug is?
First you know how heavy it is to move it from the wall saying, every time?
Ugh, and then that big clunk of a plug. I'm like, oh, yeah. That three prong. Yeah, so good Lord.
So I'm not suggesting you unplug like your major appliances at all times. But, you know, if you have some kitchen appliances on your counter and you can, you know, unplug them when they're not in use, like your blender or your toaster. You know,
I think that's a little extreme. A stove doesn't use any electricity. All it is well, that LED to display I mean, for the clock.
Yeah, exactly. So,
oh, come on. The guy's nuts.
He's totally nuts. But most of them on these shows are. Just
that's so true. Know. Otherwise, they wouldn't have a show.
Yeah, that's why they call it extreme, I guess. Yeah. So, I mean, if you have other appliances that you're not using on a regular basis, go ahead and unplug that. Like if you have a guest room with a television in it, it certainly doesn't hurt to unplug that one until you have guests, right?
Absolutely.
That one makes sense. And like unplug your hair dryer or your flat iron while, you know, you're not using them.
Yep.
Okay. Next, change a light bulb. So replacing one regular light bulb with a compact fluorescent light can eliminate 150 pounds of carbon dioxide annually.
Yes.
And we talked about how they last so much longer.
I'm all about doing this. I know I inspect
commercial properties. Yeah, you said you had almost all your lights replaced, and they're more energy efficient.
The hotels I inspect around North America, they're all slowly trained. I mean, it costs money, but they were telling me how much money that they save. It's unbelievable how much a commercial property can save on their electric bill, which really stops the draining on the grid as well. So
it does. Yeah, exactly. All right. Power down. Screensavers don't use less energy. So use sleep mode and then turn off your computer at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Do you do that, Craig?
Actually, I completely shut my computers off. I used to be a proponent of leaving them on, but I completely shut them down because I have a gaming PC and I know a lot of people out there, their kids have them as well.
Yeah, those are huge power sucks.
Well, and my last computer, I had to replace it last year. The graphics cards get so hot now.
Oh, yeah.
It literally caught fire.
Oh, my gosh.
And I'm concerned about these things. They have a lot of, they actually have water cooling systems in them, which sounds weird in a computer. There's water in there. But if those water pumps and the fans break, which I think is what happened on the previous computer, it doesn't cool the thing down. These computers get extremely hot. If the cooling systems don't work on a high-end PC, they can overheat and cause a fire. So I shut my stuff down. Yeah. It has really nothing to do with the electric bill, but I have seen the savings on it. But
you're also not burning your house down.
So I don't want to burn the house down. And I think that's what happened. Because some of these graphics cards have three big fans on them. They just get really, really hot. It's a... I mean, you can't even touch the computer. They're that hot. It's like an oven. Crazy. You got to be really careful. Anyway.
All right. And then the last tip we have is to go solar. So powering your home with solar panels not only shrinks your carbon footprint, but it also helps to lower electric bills and increase your home value. So I have a solar system to heat my pool, but not my home. It's a great investment if you're going to be in your home for a while. I did hear a Dave Ramsey episode a couple of weeks ago where someone was stuck. They had decided to lease solar panels, and that's a nightmare. So anytime you hear the word lease, no, just say no.
I'm on the fence with solar panels because we have a lot of companies that sell this stuff.
Yeah.
And you get stuck in these contracts and stuff like that. I'm like waiting for the Elon Musk version because he bought that solar
shingles, right?
Yes. I would rather, instead of having those big ugly things on the roof, they are perfecting these shingles. We're within a couple of years of these things. That is going to be amazing. You will be completely off the grid with those suckers. Yeah. And they work. Well, so.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be for your whole house. There are a lot of things that you can power with solar power nowadays, like maybe the lights that light your footpath up to your house. Those can be powered by solar energy. You know, there are other opportunities there. You can start small and go up, but that is the last one.
I would just use caution with some of these companies selling solar panels to you. Really do your research on those. don't get stuck in that. I've seen less and less new installations of those. It was like hot for a while around here, but it's really dropped off. Well, that's
because there was a huge tax benefit for a while.
Yeah, that did drop.
And that's been phased out.
But I think word also got out because it was new and people became educated. So they're a little more hesitant on how to do it. But Elon Musk, I think, is one that's going to change that.
Yeah, if he doesn't lose his mind before that.
I love the guy.
Oh my God, he's psychotic lately.
Yeah, but he knows what he's doing. He doesn't put up with crap.
So. Anyway. On that note.
On that note. Thank you very much, Amanda. That was awesome. That was great.
All right. Thanks to the WWF.
Yes. World Wrestling Federation.
No, the World Wildlife Fund.
That's it. The panda. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You can find Amanda on Instagram and Twitter at Agile Amanda. And you can find me on all of your favorite social media platforms at Rockland USA. Don't forget, check out the website and subscribe to the podcast. All the links are right there on the front page, rockonthemoney.com. Please subscribe and leave comments to our podcast on Apple, Google, Spotify, or even your favorite app that you got right there on your phone. Those help us out a lot. If you're ever looking for a specific topic or content that we've produced over time, just go to the website and in the search bar, just type in your topic, be it 401k, stimulus check, or anything, and everything comes right up for you. We have so much gratitude that you've taken the time out of your day to listen to our podcast while you're walking, driving, traveling, or whatever you're doing. Please send us an email. Let us know how you're doing out there. podcast@rocklandusa.com. So long, everybody. Thank you very much again. We'll see you again next time. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.